let's have some discussion about your journey to transplant. When were you educated on transplant, and did you feel that the facility staff were equipped to answer your questions concerning that treatment?
By facility staff, are you including the physician in that?
I'll include anyone you want.
Okay. I did always kind of separate the doctor from the staff. The staff really didn't answer any questions about transplantation. They always referred me to my doctor. My doctors, unfortunately, didn't provide a great range of information for me. The conversation initially was, "You're too big to be a good candidate for transplant. Lose some weight and then we'll talk." And I said, "You know, I don't accept that." So I was so focused in on doing my research about ESRD that I didn't really get the transplant early on enough. But there were a few people that got transplants while I was in my center. And I asked questions from the other staff members about their circumstance. And they're like, "Yeah, you know, HIPAA, I can't really tell you a lot about that. So you can't share experiences. You refer me to my doctor every time I ask a question about transplant." They just weren't exceptionally helpful. So I did, you know, for my own personal reasons within my dialysis treatment, I switched doctors and said, "I'm going to go with somebody else." Then I, with that second doctor, he had a advanced practice nurse that was there way more often than the doctor. She couldn't answer a great deal of my questions. A couple of times when I asked her a question, I said, "Well, can you research it and then come back with the answer for me?" And I never got good answers for a lot of that information. So again, I asked the doctor, "You know, is there any other way that I could really speed up this process? Because 7 years on dialysis is not tenable for me." And he said, "You know, well, you can get listed at in another state, in another ESRD region, and see if you, I'm sorry, another transplant region, and maybe they've got a shorter list, but you got to be ready to go at a moment's notice. And have you ever thought about UIC?" Which I said, "Why? I know that I haven't thought about UIC. What? Why would I? You know, you guys told me I wouldn't be a transplant candidate." And he said, "Yeah, well, they're doing this robotic-assisted kidney transplant, and they could do larger people. I've heard they've been doing a lot more larger people lately. Maybe check them out." And I said, "Maybe check them out. Isn't?" "Maybe you should refer me to these guys, and I'll go and get assessed for it." He's like, "Okay, if that's what you want." I said, "Absolutely. That is what I want. Yes."
Wow. So who did refer you to transplant? Did you end up referring yourself, or did eventually the doctor go ahead?
No.
I got it.
Eventually, the doctor did, but it was, again, it wasn't a facilitation. It wasn't him telling me that that was the better therapy for my end-stage renal disease. It was me saying, "I want a transplant. I am willing to do the work for the transplant." And at that point, I had lost 20 pounds. So I was already on my journey trying to get the transplant, but this option had not been brought to me. So, and again, I give him all the credit. I had never heard of this robotic-assisted kidney transplant until he told me. I was way too focused on staying alive, changing my diet, exercising more, and making it to these 3:30 appointments every morning. So, once I got the UIC, they cleared me immediately and said, "You're a good candidate. We're gonna put you on the list, and we'll call you." And that's how I got on.